Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Joan. And welcome to our Wednesday morning meditation. Let me start some music. Please make yourself comfortable. We'll see where this morning's meditation goes. Please prepare for meditation in whatever way that you do. I'm sure you all know I like to have my spine straight and my eyes closed. And I often just shake out my back and shoulders a little bit. Take a couple of deep breaths. And then the next thing that I tend to always do is I begin to notice. I notice whatever there is to notice. Music, of course, is there to notice. Sensations in the body. My feet are flat on the floor, so I notice the feeling of the feet against the floor. My hands are in my lap, touching each other, so I notice the feel of the hands against each other and against the lap. There's great, great happiness in my heart this morning, so I notice the great happiness in the heart. Just a few moments of noticing whatever there is to notice. Taking a look at this environment as if I'm looking at a great classical painting in a museum. Just noticing every detail. I close my eyes and just notice the details of the environment. I'm always amazed at how much there is to notice. just sitting still with the eyes closed. When we're lost in thought or the busyness of the day, we don't notice the feel of our feet against the floor. We may not notice the sensations in the body unless they're extreme. For instance, right now I'm really noticing the temperature of one hand on the other hand. I feel that slight coolness. I feel my hair against my cheekbones. There's still a little sleepiness in the head because I haven't been out of bed long. I can see that little bit of sleepiness that hasn't quite woken up yet. I feel the dryness of the lips. So much to notice. So much aliveness. So much activity. Even in doing nothing but sitting still with one's eyes closed. One thing we often forget about in the busyness of our day is the appreciation of life itself. Life for life's sake. But as we sit just noticing the environment, we may also see how abundant life is. How ongoing life is. Even though it's frequently unnoticed and unappreciated. There are many things in a lifetime that we may think of as gifts and that we have gratitude for. The foundation for every gift is life itself. Without life itself, there could be nothing else. The greatest gift of all, often taken for granted. often seen as not enough. Sometimes when people have nothing to do with the body or the brain, they use the expression, I'm bored. But let's not overlook this gift. Let's sit now and be in appreciation of the most magnificent gift of all. Life, or aliveness itself. Watch life, listen to life as if it's a flower blossoming. Notice how one aspect of life is movement. For example, the sensations in the body may be shifting and changing as you're watching. The sounds are definitely shifting and changing as you're listening. Pay attention right now to the aspect of life that is movement. It's like a glorious ongoing dance, shifting and changing all of the time. Subtle environment of sitting with the eyes closed. There's constant movement. Constant change. Each moment here for only a moment, and then it's gone. Nothing lasting in this aspect of life that is movement. instant completely unique. No two instances are exactly alike. It's like a magnificent concert of life, playing and playing and playing without ever stopping. And it's all playing for you. For your enjoyment, for your amazement, each instant. A miracle of spontaneous circumstances that will never be repeated in exactly the same way again. A one moment, unique, fantastic show, followed by another. Another. So much that the mind cannot keep up. Cannot take it all in. The mind cannot process it at the speed with which the show comes and goes. The mind cannot appreciate the magnificence of it all. But you can. Because you are not the mind. Continue noticing. And notice that noticing isn't really occurring with the mind. The mind may have thoughts about what is noticed, commentary, labels, names. Oh, that's music. Those are my hands. But mind is not what is noticing. What is noticing? Look and see. What is noticing the movement and the change. Be as still as you can be in this moment. Let the mind be quiet for a bit. Let attention lay very low and very still. Notice that awareness is still happening. Without any effort at all on your part. In fact, even though you may be able to choose for at least a brief period of time for the mind to be still. You may be able to choose for a brief period of time for attention to lay low and be still. Notice that you cannot choose for attention to be turned off or awareness to be turned off. Notice that awareness simply is. Notice that awareness is the aspect of life that is changeless. Notice that the aspect of life that moves is moving through awareness. Awareness is naturally present, naturally still. And the movement comes and goes within it. Arises and falls away. Each moment of uniqueness is contained within the empty container of awareness. as you look deeply at this empty container of awareness. And you notice that the movement is occurring within it, coming and going, arising and falling away. Notice also that you are that empty container. Notice that all of the sounds and all of the sensations, all of the change, all of the form is happening within an emptiness that is you. Degree you can. Keep your attention on noticing the emptiness that is you. Everything else is occurring within that emptiness. But without the emptiness, nothing else could be. For all life, for each unique moment. Meditation time is coming to an end now. But when you have the opportunity to sit again with your eyes closed, try noticing these two aspects of life, the temporary, the moving, the changing, how each instant is completely unique, and then the constant emptiness that is you. Thank you. Have a good day.